We have pried Stan Van Gundy away from the Twitter machine. He will join us in just a second on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Soccer is back on ESPN+, Serie A, FA Cup, MLS, and more. Plus, get original series, exclusive studio shows, and the complete 30 for 30 library. Stream soccer from the best leagues and tournaments around the world, all in HD, all on your favorite devices. The beautiful game lives on ESPN+. Sign up today at ESPNplus.com or in the ESPN app. Here's your SportsCenter update. The Washington Mystics announced that Elena Delladone, who had a medical exemption request denied despite an ongoing battle with Lyme disease, is on the roster and will be paid her salary even if she does not play. It's a good job by the Mystics.
Stugant.
And by the
Don. There are two N's in that last thing.
I mean, I say Don, and then you tell me it's Don. I say Don, then you tell me it's Don. I mean, you figure it out.
James Brown just laughed at me? Is that what I just heard back there? From beyond? I just heard James. I deserve that. I deserve James Brown laughing at me from the beyond. He just did it again.
Tiger Woods is a 28-1 favorite at Caesars Sportsbook to win at the Memorial Tournament, the longest odds he's had at the event in his career. And finally, the Dallas International Airport is larger than the island of Manhattan. What?
It is.
For all the latest headlines and information.
It's crazy. You can't walk from one end of it to the other. You can't.
I've never been to it, but larger than the island of Manhattan?
Yeah, it's giant.
All right. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We miss this guy a great deal. We will talk to Stan Van Gundy in a second, but first, this tweet must be heard. Dan Le Batard reduced to 2 hours. The rebellious race baiter with the huge ego has finally met his match in new management. A toast to management.
You don't get the show.
And then there are a couple of like champagne glasses emoji clinking there. A toast to management. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Are you the lamest if you toast in general management?
Do you think he was actually holding up a glass as he said that?
There's an emoji, two glasses clinking together. Stan Van Gundy with us on ESPN Radio. A Stan, for the love of God, shut up on Twitter. My God, you've come to Twitter and it's 188 tweets in 4 days, and you're just obnoxious and strident, and it needs to stop.
I've already blocked him. I mean,
I want to block him. It's just wait a minute. Before we even get to Stan, Tony, just read a couple of the things because he's just got on Twitter and it's like there are two decades of repression that he is burping out because he wants everyone to hear every thought that he has on every political thing. So he's just talking about the death penalty over here. He's running for Congress over there. Tony, give me just a couple of the tweets here. Read them slowly, please.
They are a little long-winded, so bear with me here. One of them, stop executions in America. Unfortunately, we ceded the moral high ground. State-sanctioned killing is shameful in any country. That's one of them. We've got another one here. So many problems here. Our country's infatuation with incarceration has to stop. Putting kids in the criminal justice system has to stop. Our entire criminal justice system needs to be drastically reformed. Please vote for reform-minded prosecutors in 2020. And last one here, because I did bring up a sports one. Stan has at least three sports tweets. One of them is he got a tweet from Andrew Yang. Big fan of yours, Stan. Form the bleeping wall. He put, wow, I'm extremely honored. And the last one here... How good can New Orleans be? Well, Zion came back and they were 11-9, ranked 11th offensively and 8th defensively. And they can have 8 guys, 25 or younger, Zion, Ingram, Ball, Hart, Jackson Hayes, Alexander Walker, and Okafor. Pelicans fans have to be excited.
All right, so if you guys want, if what you want in your life is everything from death penalty commentary to the Pelicans' 11th ranked statistic. You can get them at the Twitter account of Stan Van Gundy. We simply warn you, mute him a great deal of the day because he's unhinged and we don't know what's the matter with him. Like, defend yourself. What is happening here?
Well, first of all, I just got to say, like, how many guests do you get to come on with this pitch? Yesterday, Roy said, because you tried to get me on yesterday, hey, can you come on at 12:50? We want to mock you. You know, so not too many guests are coming on with that pitch. Please come on and talk to us because we want to mock you, as you just did. But what's going on is this. I had never been on social media because I really didn't want to get myself in trouble. But then what happened in this, you know, we've gotten more and more involved, my wife and I, in politics and in donating to candidates, supporting people, being on all these Zoom calls and things. And we were on one for Monique Worrell, who's running for state attorney up here in Central Florida. And we were on with her advisors and things. And everybody was talking about strategy and social media and everything else. And I asked my wife, you know, should I get on to help promote these candidates and issues and things? And she thought I should. And so here I am. But I try to do a little bit of basketball, too, because, you know, it is probably the only thing that I actually know anything about.
Billy, do you have anything for Stan Van Gundy? Because our entire show, I would describe us, the verb I would use is alarmed at how much Stan Van Gundy was tweeting, wondering if he was doing anything else other than tweeting with his lonely free time.
Well, he has what appears to be a strong opinion on almost every race that's going on. He's endorsed about 50 to 60 people. So sometimes when I go and I vote on things, I'm like, clerk of courts, like who the hell knows who's running for clerk of courts? I don't know. I'm just going to vote for the person that gave me a sticker outside, right? But I feel like there's not a single thing on the ballot that Stan is just going in and he's waiting to see who gives him a sticker for on election day.
You're in the weeds, Stan. Explain yourself.
Well, I've always been like that with voting. I've always taken it seriously, and I always do research on all the races to the extent possible. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, you're voting for property appraiser or tax collector. I mean, it's tough to come up with a lot of information. You read their websites and everything else, but on the bigger ones, you can get information. I mean, you know, there's four people up here running for state attorney, and it's going to be decided on August the 18th. I mean, I went through and read all of their websites in their own words and, you know, and then read some stuff on them. Yeah, I've always taken that part seriously. I think the difference now in being able to comment on things and to be on Twitter is, you know, I have a lot of time. I'm not coaching. We've been in this pandemic, so you're sitting at home. Yeah, I've got
time. Yeah, we know, Stan. We've noticed that you have time. Put it on the poll, please, Guillermo.
I have time.
Yes, we know. At Lebatard Show, put it on the poll. Have you reached Twitter hell, the bottom of Twitter hell, when what you're reading is Stan Van Gundy's nominee for property appraiser? At Lebatard Show on Twitter.
I mean, Stan, 341 tweets. Nine of those 341 are actually about sports. Six of those nine are about Steve Clifford and his offense. It begs the question, are you running for president?
No, I'm not. And you guys are overdoing the tweets because virtually all of those, not all, I send maybe two or three original tweets a day. Everything else is just a retweet with a comment. You know, something I saw that I liked. So I'm not sitting there and writing like, you know, 25, 30, original tweets a day. I mean, I send out two or three. That's it.
Now, Stan, I don't want to, you know, I know you're new to this whole Twitter world, and thank you for following me yesterday on Twitter. I really appreciated that. But when you quote a tweet and you add a comment, I just want to let you know that's a tweet.
All right, well, I mean, I'll accept that, but I'm just saying I'm not the one. But what I'm saying is I'm not sitting around coming up with this content. I like what I see, or sometimes I don't like what I see, and I make a comment on it. Like you read the one earlier about, you know, so many things wrong here. That was about a 15-year-old girl right outside of Detroit Birmingham, Michigan, right near where I used to live. 15-year-old girl who got sent to juvenile detention because she wasn't keeping up with her homework online. I mean, to incarcerate someone because of that, I mean, I read that story. Yeah, I commented on it. I mean, probably everybody who read it commented on it, just maybe not online, but certainly to somebody they saw. So, you know, that's how a lot of my tweets come about. I'm not sitting down coming up with original content. I see things I like or don't like and go ahead and comment on them.
Stay there, please, Stan. Stay there. We're going to come back to you in a second. You can check out his work, TBS and TNT. He is a wonderful basketball analyst. We will talk to him about some of that stuff in a second. But Stugatz wanted to get in here with a question real quick.
Stan Van Gundy with us here on ESPN Radio. Stan, can you retweet a link of stupidity if I send it to you right now?
I'd have to wait till I got off the phone with you. I can't do two things
okay,
at
I
once.
I love this.
When
right.
I get off the phone,
I love all of this.
You can't do it while you're on the phone with us?
Listen to me. This is what we're dealing with.
No,
okay.
I'm not at that level yet.
Okay, I'm not at that level yet. Okay, this is what's wonderful about what's happening. If you're just joining us, Stan Van Gundy is explaining Twitter, what he's learning about, where he replies, how he replies. So we are going to get back to Stan Van Gundy in a second.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So Stan Van Gundy resumes with us now, and the shipping container has an assortment of questions that they want to ask him. But first, I want to go through some of the serious stuff with Stan. So Joe Biden tweets, I see a different America than President Trump, one that despite all our flaws and shortcomings and failings, is still after more than two centuries dedicated to equality, liberty, human dignity, and justice. I know we can reach our highest ideals together. Stan Van Gundy, that message felt like a lot of BS to you.
Yeah, it did. You know, I mean, it's great for any candidate to talk about what their ideals are, and I think that's what Joe Biden was talking about. But that's different than just propagating a myth and talking about our country being, you know, dedicated to equality. I mean, that's absurd. I mean, you know, when were we dedicated to equality? During slavery, during Jim Crow, during a period of unpunished lynchings, during mass incarceration, during police killings of people of color? Like, when? When were we dedicated to equality? Like, stop the BS. That's not what we've been dedicated to at all. Just because we wrote it on a piece of paper, all men are created equal, we didn't mean it when we wrote it there. So I don't know what Joe Biden was really referring to there.
You're of the belief, right? When people say the system is broken, you're of the belief, no, it's not broken. It's working exactly as it's intended to work.
It's certainly, when you talk about racial justice, this is the way it was set up by our founding fathers years ago. I mean, let's remember, not only did we have slavery, we didn't let women vote until 100 years ago. I mean, you know, we were over 100 years into our existence. Who voted were white landowners. And yet we wrote, you know, that we were dedicated to the, you know, proposition that all men are created equal. No, we're not. We never have been. And I don't think there's a lot of people that actually want true equality right now. I think we try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and assume people are working toward those ideals. But I think it's pretty obvious by what's going on that that's not true.
Can you tell the audience what they need to know, according to Stan Van Gundy, about that they don't know about mass incarceration?
Yeah, well, I think when most people focus on mass incarceration and so many people in jail, all of us tend to focus on how unfair it is to the people in prison, and that's definitely true. I mean, you know, we're throwing people in prison in large part for nonviolent crimes. You know, there's people going away for a long time. It's very, you know, racially biased. I mean, right here in the district in Central Florida that I talked about earlier, 19% of the population is black. 45% of the people sent to prison in Judicial District 9 are black, and 57% of people who give life sentences are black. So one of the problems is racial bias. The second problem is, you know, we're sending people away for things they don't need to be in jail in. But I don't think what people process enough is the cost to our communities and our families. I mean, we are wasting a lot of potential. That came home to me a couple years ago. I've talked to you about this. Probably 3 years ago, I was down in Miami visiting my daughter, and her boyfriend was doing an internship with a group that does a writing program out of Dade CI. I went in and spoke there, listened to some of the inmates do their readings. This past year, I taught a course every Thursday in the spring semester until the pandemic ended it at Tomoka Correctional Institute up here in Daytona. I mean, the people that we have locked behind bars a lot of times for nonviolent offenses and what they have to offer, the intelligence, the intellectual curiosity, the concern about the world around them, and we're just throwing that away. These are people that could be out there being productive and helping our communities and raising their families and everything else. We're just throwing all of that away because some people have been fooled into thinking that they're safer the more people we put behind bars, when in reality, look, we're the country that imprisons the most people in the world. All right, we've got 5% of the world's population, 25% of the world's prison population, and we are far from being the safest nation in the country. There's a lot of places out there that are safer than we are. Throwing people behind bars does not make us safer. We've been sold a bill of goods. People need to think about this stuff. There are better ways to do things. And to do it, the people we need to change are the prosecutors. In Florida, they're called state attorneys. Most of the country, they're called district attorneys. We need to change those people. They've done it in Chicago. They've done it in Philadelphia. You know, things have changed for the better in places, and we've got to find the right people.
I did not know that you were teaching a class in prison. You were a total ball hog that segment, so we couldn't get to the shipping containers questions. And now I'm going to demand that you stay another segment so they can ask you the silly stuff that they want to ask you. Okay? So now you got to stay there for
all
a
right,
second.
Gotcha. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Great. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Live. Thank you to Stan Van Gundy for spending a third segment with us. Here's your SportsCenter update. The Washington Mystics announced that Elena Deladon.
Yes.
All right. Who had a medical exemption request denied despite an ongoing battle with Lyme disease, is on the roster and will be paid her salary even if she does not play. That's a good job of the Mystics, a terrible job. Like, what are they doing? Why would they deny a medical exemption? Ridiculous. Tiger Woods is a 28-1 favorite at Caesars Sportsbook to win at the Memorial Tournament. He's back, the longest odds he's had at the event in his entire career. And finally, when Christopher Walken was 16 years old, he worked as a lion tamer in a circus. The head lion tamer, who was also the owner of the circus, organized an elaborate act in which Walken presented to be his son and apprentice. They wore matching outfits, and the head trainer would perform a lengthy show with a dozen lions. Afterwards, Walken would remain on stage with an old lioness named Sheba.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, please, at Le Batard Show. Are you surprised at all that Christopher Walken was a lion tamer in the circus?
For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
You should follow Stan Van Gundy on Twitter. At RealStanVG is where you go. We will get to the silly stuff with Stan Van Gundy in a second, but he's on fire on Twitter. At RealStanVG, what do you have for the All Lives Matter crowd before we get to the silly stuff, Stan? Because you've got the first game back on July 30th, I think, with with Ian Eagle, and everyone here has you as the single most miserable person in the bubble. They've got you. What is the visual that you guys were creating during the break, Tony? What is it that you guys were saying about how Stan must look in the bubble?
So Stan's on a park bench somewhere. He's got the New York Times. He's open. He's in a track suit. He's just reading on the daily events, and every NBA player, NBA executive that walks by is like, let me go the other way. I don't want to get into a conversation with Stan.
That's right. He's going to give me all his political opinions. I don't want that gas bag near me. What do you have for the All Lives Matter crowd before the shipping container asks you the important questions we want to ask you?
Well, here's what I don't think they get, okay, when they're saying All Lives Matter. It's pretty obvious in the history of our country that white lives have always mattered from the first time, you know, European settlers set foot on this land. White lives have mattered. Black lives, on the other hand, have been violently oppressed. I mean, it's gone from slavery to Jim Crow to unpunished lynchings to mass incarceration to police shootings. And so we need a movement. We need to keep fighting until it's a reality in this country that black lives matter, because it hasn't been that way throughout our history. We don't need a movement to tell us that white lives matter. We need a movement that will fight to make sure that black lives matter.
And when you see the president of our country go that black lives matter, that phrase is a symbol for hate, you think what?
We don't have time. I mean, we really don't have time in terms of what I think. I mean, obviously, one of the big, you know, reasons that Donald Trump got in the White House is that he promoted racial division. And with things falling apart in this country, with the pandemic being where it is, and we've obviously failed in our response to it, with the economy falling apart, that's all he really has to fall back on is, you know, to incite more racial division. And so he's just back into his 2016 playbook.
Chris, what do you have for Stan Van Gundy? Because we desperately need some of the fun stuff from Stan. We miss Stan around here. First game back, July 30th. Who's the game? What's the game you're broadcasting, Stan?
Utah against New Orleans. So it should be a good one. You know, everybody's always excited to see Zion Williamson, and I think we'll have a, you know, big audience on that night. The second game is Lakers-Clippers, so a big night for TNT.
And so you will be in the bubble, correct? You're not broadcasting from afar?
No, we're going to be there, but we're not in the player. They're in a separate bubble, the players and coaches. I mean, we're in a hotel down there with a lot of restrictions, but we're not in the bubble. In fact, one of the things is we're not broadcasting from courtside. We'll be up a little bit higher, so as not to have contact with the players and coaches. And we will have, as broadcasters, we'll have no contact with players, coaches, referees, anybody else in the building. It'll be the two or three of us up there in the booth by ourselves, and that'll be it. That'll be the only people. And even then, like, there will be plexiglass between Ian and I. So they're trying to keep it as safe as they possibly can.
Chris, what do you have for Stan Van Gundy?
Stan, with the understanding that the money is the most important thing to these football leagues, the NCAA and the NFL, do you believe that the NCAA or the NFL would consider playing a flag football season before punting on the season entirely?
No, I don't see them playing flag football. I don't see anybody buying it, and I don't see them trying to sell it.
Chris, stop it, please. I mean, he is insisting he's going to get a yes from somebody, and everyone tells him no. Stugatz, what do you have for Stan Van Gundy?
I'm wondering, Stan, if you did run for president and you had to choose a running mate and you can only choose from amongst the people who work on this show, who would be your running mate?
Wow. Now, there's a tough choice. Stugatz, you're a little too much of a loose cannon. I don't know what you'd say out there, and we don't need.
I'll get you elected, though. I mean,
and I'd probably talk too much, so I think I would go with somebody, because I talk a lot. Somebody who's a little bit quieter. I think I might go with Roy.
All right, there you go.
Hey, how about that?
A fine candidate, and especially in these times. Way to go, Stan.
Plus, at my rallies, Roy can sing.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, I suppose so. But now
Roy can sing. I mean, that'll liven up the Stan Van Gundy rally.
Stan, every crew needs a liar, okay? So can I be campaign manager at the very least? I'll get you elected, Stan.
Yeah, I think you would say you certainly would be adept at putting misinformation out there. I have no doubts about that.
Well, this is the thing. I absolutely believe, put it on the poll, please, Guillermo, if Stan Van Gundy ran for president with Stu Gatz as his running mate, would Stu Gatz get him both elected and arrested at Lebatard Show on Twitter? Tony, what do you have for Stan Van Gundy?
Dan, the researchers say that the average American is going to have 35,000 cookies in their lifetime. Are you on track to have 35,000 cookies?
Oh, I've surpassed that already. I'm 60
Thank
years
you.
Old. See, most people are not going to have 35,000 cookies. They're not. I've brought the average way up. I've probably had 250,000, and so how many people is that even if they don't have any, we're at 35,000. So yeah, I mean, I'm 35,000. What is that in a year?
All right, here we go. Top three cookies according to Stan Van Gundy. The third best cookie of any kind according to Stan Van Gundy is
just the old shortbread, shortbread. Yeah.
The second best cookie according to Stan Van Gundy is?
I like a good oatmeal raisin.
Of course he does.
And the finest of all the fine cookies according to Stan Van Gundy is?
Chocolate chip. I mean, come on. It's a classic. I mean, anybody who would go against chocolate chip would be wrong. I mean, that would just these are facts. These are not opinions. These are facts.
All right, let's do this another way now. Top three brand of cookie, according to our cookie expert, Stan Van Gundy. Brand, specific brands. Number three, Stan Van Gundy.
Well, now, wait a minute. Brands? I mean, I'm not the only brand I know in chocolate chip cookies, the only brand I would eat store-bought cookies is Chips Ahoy. That's it. And not the fake ones, you know, that they started coming out with. The chewy ones, what is that? That's not a Chips Ahoy. I mean, that was like classic Coke, you know, like they had the Coke and then they came out with some other BS and tried to, you know, put it on us. No, Chips Ahoy is Chips Ahoy. Quit messing with it. Put it out there. It's the best store-bought cookie you can buy, period. And that's it. I don't have a second and third.
Oh, finally, my wheelhouse. Stan, you are forgetting about Famous Amos. You're forgetting about Keebler, Oreo, Pepperidge Farm. I mean, there are so many
Entenmann's
options here.
Entenmann's Girl Scouts cookies. Ooh. Like, you're forgetting all of them.
No. I like Girl Scouts cookies, but they don't make chocolate chip. I do like Famous Amos. I guess that would be my number two if I can't get a Chips Ahoy. But the rest of them, no. It's got to be crisp. The cookie has to be crisp.
All right,
I don't
Stan.
Want that chewy
all right.
stuff.
Settle down, all right? Just calm down. Thank you for being on with us. I know it is. I know it is. But just please, you're violent and rage-filled. Back off.
This is what your Twitter feed should be. I mean...
I'll have to tweet about my favorite cookies, Stu Gatz, no question.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. 30 for 30 podcast in association with ESPNW presents its latest season, Heavy Metals, Inside the Caroli Gymnastics Empire. The 7-part series tells the story of Bella and Marta Caroli, the coaches who brought women's gymnastics in the United States to absolute dominance on the world stage and also enabled its greatest tragedy. Listen now to all 7 episodes of Heavy Metals Inside the Caroli Gymnastics Empire on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
A defensive and disturbed Jorge Sedano is doubling down against the shipping containers' laughter yesterday. You guys were howling with laughter at the suggestion at the start of the pandemic that Jorge Sedano said that Rudy Gobert should be suspended for getting the coronavirus. Now, Sedano, and this often happens, you guys were laughing at him, so he comes at me with, hey, Nacho Face, I stand by my Gobert take that you misrepresented. I said he should be suspended because of how flippant he was for touching other people's stuff while possibly infected, not for contracting coronavirus. You got a little Stugatz in you, too. Go lather with cheese. So Jorge Sedano is going to be on with us here in 10 minutes to evidently double down on the shipping container. Do you guys, how do you guys react? Where is the feud right now between you guys? He's lashing out at me instead of you, but it was you guys who started this.
This is rich because one person mentioned this yesterday on the show and it was you, and you're the one that misrepresented that Sedano said he should be suspended for getting coronavirus, which is not what he said. We were laughing at the idea that he even thought he should be suspended, period. But you're like, well, he thinks that he should be suspended for getting sick. And it's like, well, I don't know about that.
Really? So now you guys are backing away. Hold on a second. I want to understand Billy's accusation here totally, because you're such a fraud and you're the first rat every time off of a sinking ship. You are the reason during the break. You were the one. You specifically were the one yammering and yammering and laughing and laughing at Jorge Sedano's take that you also misrepresented privately. So when I repeated it, bringing your voice to the masses in a more efficient fashion, because you can't do anything in less than 3 minutes, you then lash out at me. You started this. That's no BS.
Privately. You brought it to the public, so you get the public backlash. I can get the private backlash. That's fine.
But you caused this, yes or no? Now let's get it all out in the open. Let's air our dirty laundry now. Who started this conversation? Because I wasn't thinking about it. I simply asked you, why are you guys laughing?
It's a heady play by Bill, because what he did is privately he brought it up to me, and then he knew I'd bring it to air, and I brought it to air not exactly the way Sedano presented it, and you ran with it, and we laughed. And so this is on you.
No,
I mean, you're the journalist here.
Here's the thing. Okay, let me explain to the audience here. We don't actually let them look behind the curtain very often on this. But let me explain to you that Billy and Stugatz specifically exist and have only conversations between themselves, so I will overhear them. Like, they are not subtle about this. Like, it's all the time they're having conversations, them more than anybody, and specifically they're doing it, so I take that private thought, put it in my mouth, and then bring it to the audience. You can't deny that that's so. You can't say that it's not so, that it wasn't so in this instance. The two of you, instigators.
That's producing.
Exactly right.
you produce.
I taught you well.
And then you back away and go back to the shadows scared when it was
you.
When,
yeah. It's not the Billy Gill show.
So what's going to happen now with Sedano? So I'm going to argue with him about something that I don't actually even believe, that I was simply parroting because you guys were laughing about it, trying to get you guys into a fight, and now it's going to be me fighting with Sedano next.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you luck. I hope that things go well for you, but I don't know I don't know where I'm gonna be. Listen, I'm gonna be an unbiased viewer here, right? And I'll see who wins the debate, and then I'll go to their side.
Same. I'll figure out who I'm going to support on the fly. I'll just have to see how it's going here.
You know? What were you guys roaring with laughter about yesterday? All of you on the air were laughing hysterically about the idea that at the beginning of the pandemic, Jorge Sedano said that Gobert should be suspended. We get into this with maybe not we. I get into this with Sedano next.
It is Dan and Stu from the Clevelander in South Beach on ESPN Radio.